The Michael Mara Show.
This is normally where Mike would play a tape of some sort.
Yes, normally. He'd be here. You want me to try to find one?
Yeah, that'd be good. Look on the machine that's closest to where you sit. Yeah, and play anything. There's a number there. And see how we do. Go ahead.
Nothing came out.
Try one more time.
Peace be with you.
There it is. We're back.
And there's the tape.
You said 3 minutes.
It was 3 minutes.
I was chatting with Faith.
Well,
then time flies, doesn't it?
We understand.
I was chatting with Faith, who's next door in the production studio. How long was I gone?
You only missed about 20, 30 seconds.
Oh, hell, that's no problem at all. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What was Buzz doing at my workstation?
Well, we were trying to recreate the sound of having you here, but we failed.
Normally, there'd be a tape, and so we were scrambling to find one.
You mean a tape like this?
Yeah. Barack Obama is going to have to deal with a cratering economy, and the economic news just keeps getting worse. My daughter has stopped asking me for a pony, and is now willing to settle for a bottle of glue.
A tape like that.
That's Colbert.
It is.
It is. He's
that's
funny.
From the Colbert Report.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a celebrity death to report.
Oh, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on a second. Where's the glass breaking? I'm looking for it. We have breaking celebrity news right now.
He's gone to that great fantasy island in the sky.
Oh, Ricardo Montalban.
Gone at the age of 88. Passed away early this morning at Casa Montalban in Los Angeles.
Gentlemen,
of natural causes.
Hold hands for just a second.
Please. Hands to
everybody gather. Farewell, Mr. Rourke. Safe home. You'll be up there with Hervé Villechaize. He's dead too, right?
Yes. He died a short time ago.
Buenos dias, buenas noches. Sleep well, my friend.
That's right.
And I will always remember you for rich Corinthian leather.
That's right.
Mm.
That's a shame.
It is sad.
That's sad.
But it happens. It's part of the great circle of life.
Wasn't he sick for a long time?
No, actually.
Yes, he was, Buzz. He lost
the ability to walk.
I did not know that.
Yeah, back even when he did the Star Wars movie where he was the villain. Star Trek. He actually had
Wrath of Khan.
But didn't he have an MS type of thing?
I think he had MS. He was fine in Wrath of Khan. There was a movie about kids being sucked into a television, mm-hmm. and he played a bad guy in that. You know where he was great?
Where?
He actually had a great role in The Naked Gun.
Yep.
He played the bad guy in The Naked Gun.
Another legendary actor, and that's a shame.
Well, the obit said natural causes.
So. Ricardo Montalban will be missed. The texters have weighed in on the show, both on a lot of them about Rob's story.
Really?
My kids are a pain to get to bed. Can Rob come over tonight and retell this story?
Is that a compliment?
I don't understand where this is going.
Or an insult.
I check IDs at the Fairlakes ABC, and every person with an ID from Stockton, California, is ghetto.
What does that mean?
That's somebody that's dumping on Stockton, I guess.
Why would someone from Stockton go to Fairlakes Shopping Center right up the road?
There might be a Fairlakes out in Stockton, too.
Oh,
you never know.
Could be.
Mike Jessica Alba, Bikini Flick, was Into the Blue. Yes,
that's the name of the movie.
I love that movie.
Couldn't think of the name.
And it's a lot of shots of her and her butt swimming away from the camera underwater.
White bathing suit for some reason, I'm thinking, right?
Another texter writes, Mike, was I the only one who noticed Drew Barrymore had that I just gotten nailed in the back seat look? No, you're not, Anthony.
No,
I agree. I think Drew Barrymore looked like a hoe.
I found her most appealing for some reason.
Oh, my God!
I don't like her.
She had that stinky, just effed look, and she had the pierced tongue.
I didn't notice the tongue.
To advertise her whoredom.
I just whoredom. Oh, I just saw a picture of her.
I found it alluring.
I liked her.
Now, you've always liked Drew Barrymore.
I've always thought she was really, really cute.
I've always thought she was really, really stinky.
Yeah, I don't care for her normally, but I thought she looked pretty good.
Incidentally, now I'm not going to say that. That'll hurt Rob's feelings.
No, hurt my feelings.
I can tell a better story than this windbag.
Okay.
And I am a mute. Megan Fox had the best Golden Globes of them all. You're a bad monkey. I don't know who he's referring to.
Well, that's me.
Could someone check Buzz's pulse? I have no idea what that's about. Another texter writes, I, me, mine. That's all you hear from Rob. It's all about Rob. It always is. Rob, Rob, Rob. It must be a nightmare to be in that big head.
It's not so bad, really.
Another texture is incorrect when they write Deep Blue Sea. It was Into the Blue, I believe. That was the name of the movie. Anne Hathaway likes a certain particular act.
Really?
A certain way of, you know, reaching that special moment. That's what he says.
I did not know Anne Hathaway
likes, and it begins with an A.
I didn't know that.
I believe Deep Blue Sea was about Ann Coulter.
All right. It says, put Fag Boy back on. This guy sucks. How much for Rob buying pillows? So that was somebody who wanted you
I'm confused.
Back on. I'm not sure. There's a lot of hate out there today.
Sure. Well, let him hate.
Rob, to make a short story long. I don't know what it means.
You have to understand where we're going with the story. You're going to enjoy the payoff, I think.
Rob, to make a long story short, too late. Hey, 100K isn't a bad trade-off for being riddled with bullets by the Secret Service. He's talking about the pictures that Ben Whitaker was saying.
He's right. You know.
How much for a photo of Michelle dropping the kids? How much for a photo of Michelle dropping the kids off at the pool?
Oh, they probably double for that. $200,000.
Oh, my God. That's the funny one of the day. I wish I could give prizes to some of our texters.
Gonna need a Zoom lens.
Mike, dying to hear the rest of Rob's story. His wife seems like an ungrateful woman and does not realize what kind of guy she has. That's from Jill. Jill wrote that for you. Thank you, Jill. All right. And I think that's it.
All right.
All right. And the last one.
Rob's writing down your number, Jill.
Rob, one Obama photo and you're golden. And then the last texture, thanks, Rob. That's 10 minutes off my life that I will never get back.
Yeah, I'm pleased to take it.
All right, Rob,
a storytelling tip. Always started off with, here's why I hit her. and then you tell the story.
Now, I have my new computer here, gentlemen, I'm using it more than I ever have. I was unable to really liberally surf the net with my previous computer.
Yes.
Now I am, and that's why I went to the website and got the 20 Worst Foods in America 2009, which before we get back to Rob's story, I will share those with you.
Worst as far as flavor or
this
bad
is,
for you?
This is from Men's Health Magazine. Can an appetizer with the caloric equivalent of 13 Krispy Kreme donuts be justified?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No. The 2,710 calorie Awesome Blossom has been purged from Chili's menu.
Oh. What?
Maybe the fat-drenched appetizer could withstand the scrutiny of being named to Eat This, Not That, a list of the worst foods in America last year. No matter, it couldn't stand the scrutiny. Here we go. The deep-fried onion wasn't the only thing to withdraw from last year's race. More than 10 other items from 2008's lineup have been removed from menus or mysteriously had their calorie counts lowered.
Oh.
That's a step in the right direction, and it's good news for your waistline. The bad news, there are plenty of frightening foods still at large across the country.
Okay.
After another year of menu investigation, we've come up with this year's list of the most calorie-laden, fat-riddled, sodium-swaddled, sugar-spiked dishes in America. Eat at your own risk.
My mouth is watering, Mike.
And here we go. The worst, quote, healthy sandwich,
okay.
Unquote. The Blimpy Veggie Supreme, 12-inch.
Sounds healthy.
1,106 calories.
How many vegetables are on it?
56 grams of fat.
What?
33 grams of saturated fat.
I bet I know why.
2,831 milligrams of sodium.
I bet there's cheese and some sort of thick, rich dressing on it.
96 grams of carbohydrates. It says, sure, a Veggie Supreme sounds healthy, but this footlong comes with three different kinds of cheese, and it's drenched in oil. After Blimpy gets done with this vegetarian nightmare, you'd be better off consuming two Big Macs.
Wow.
And then sitting down with this sandwich.
Food can fool you, Jack.
Let me see. Worst kids meal.
Yeah.
Chili's Pepper Pals Country Fried Chicken Crispers with ranch dressing.
Sounds okay to me.
And home style fries. 1,110 calories.
What was
the
first word? Pepper what?
Let me see. Chili's Pepper Pals Country Fried Chicken.
Okay.
Worst dessert.
Yes.
Romano's Macaroni Grill Dessert Ravioli. 1,630 calories, 74 grams of fat.
Must be new to the menu. I've never had it.
When I think dessert, I think ravioli. This is from Men's Health's new fit or fat issue,
right,
in which they also list the fittest and fattest cities in America.
Worst burger. Chili's Smokehouse Bacon Triple the Cheese Big Mouth Burger with Jalapeno Ranch Dressing.
God, does that not sound fantastic?
2,040 calories.
Must be the jalapenos.
And let me see. Worst starter? I guess that's an appetizer.
Yeah.
Boy, Uno Chicago Grill Pizza Skins.
Mm.
2,400 calories.
I love Uno. I'm guessing worth it.
155 grams of fat.
That's a lot.
3,600 milligrams of sodium.
That's a lot of sodium.
That's more than you should have at one meal.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Where the hell's... Hey, Rob, do I have a drum roll on here?
A timpani,
anymore?
Yeah. It would be timpani.
There it is. Of course I do. All right. And now the worst food of 2009. Are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Baskin-Robbins large chocolate Oreo shake.
Oh.
2,600 calories, 135 grams of fat, 59 saturated, 2.5 trans fats, 263 grams of sugars, and 1,700 milligrams of sodium.
Salt in a milkshake?
That is, congratulations.
Yeah, I guess, wow.
You should be very happy about that. Congratulations to Baskin-Robbins.
And
there it
every
is.
One of those items was brought to your house for your Christmas party.
Wow. Oh, there was so much good fatty food there.
That's great.
All right, I just wanted to give you that because I just came across the computer. And Rob Spiewak, when we last checked in with you,
we were
just
bed.
Wrap it up because your wife was in tears, sucking the joy out of your holiday season.
Now, I will say in advance, no one loves Christmas more than I do. I really, really do. And so to see her crying about me spending too much money really set me off. I wasn't feeling well anyway. So I sat, I was really almost to the close your eyes and go to sleep.
I'm kind of with you, though. That's just the last time you want to really look. If you have an issue with it, you talk about it after the holidays.
Mm-hmm. So I sat,
and you did you buy her a nice thing.
I sat bolt upright in bed and I said, I spent too much. You spent too much. You said we weren't going to exchange gifts. And she said, but you bought gifts too. I said, I bought gifts because you bought gifts first. This is Christmas night.
I know. Right.
Ho, ho, ho. And I said, you bought gifts first. I knew it. I saw the packages and I knew you were going to do it. So I went and I bought you gifts. And she said, well, what can we do? I said, well, that does it. I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to return all the gifts that you bought me. Give me the receipts. I will also return all the gifts that I bought you, and then we'll have our money back, and everyone will be happy.
Oh, my.
And she says, what about the necklace? I said,
is this the cross necklace that you got her?
It was a white gold diamond
necklace. Oh, because she wants that.
I said, Carrie, I would return it if I could, but the jewelry store's policy, as is written on the receipt, it can be returned only for store credit or for another item. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like it, you can take it back and pick something else out. Otherwise, you're stuck with it.
What'd she say to that?
She said, well, are you sure you want to take everything back? I said, everything except for the clothes you bought me, because I know you got the mail order from Eddie Bauer. You're going to have to handle that. But I got up the next morning and I went to Target and I went to Barnes and Noble.
So you did it.
And I went to
Best
Buy.
That's what you did on Christmas morning?
No, I did this
day
on the 26th.
The 26th, day after Christmas.
And I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and I returned everything.
It's kind of a drag, right?
All the gifts. And, you know, I love Christmas, but I went to, and also it was no easy feat getting to bed on the 25th when I was really hoping for one more present, if you catch my meaning.
Sure, absolutely.
But what we ended up doing was me yelling because she was crying because I overspent.
Right.
And it was not, not good. As a matter of fact, come to think on it.
I didn't give anybody presents this year either.
I left the bedroom and slept in the guest room, which is a move I have never done except for illness.
Really?
But I was so upset that I was up and pacing around mad. So
what was the day after? So obviously, if you return stuff on the 26th, she didn't back off of that at all. She was cool with that.
Well, I think that she was really kind of scared to be in my way at that point because I was ripe mad.
Carrie!
Give me... Carrie!
All right.
So I got all the receipts. I took care of all the... It took the better part of the day because the 26th is a big shopping day.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home and I said, well... it's done. Everything is returned. And we stayed apart for the rest of the night. The next day, the 27th, she goes to work.
Hold on. I got to stop you there.
All right.
All right. Got to pick up on it again.
Cliffhanger again.
And we got King George coming up on the show as well.
All right.
All right. Well, when so you've taken the gifts back.
Yes.
And she is staying out of your way.
And we are not speaking.
And is there more joy being sucked out of the holiday season?
The best is yet to come,
my friend.
Oh,
my God. That's a good tease. I like that. Rob's lovely Christmas holiday.
Wow.
Now let's get an update with the Hollywood Buzz. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Well, Mike got it about right yesterday. Witnesses at the Caribbean resort where Amy Winehouse has been relaxing for the last several weeks say she resorted to crawling around on all fours to try to score some alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Amy retreated to the La Sport Spa on the island of St. Lucia to get her health back together, but apparently she starts each day out with yoga and vigorous exercise, but as the night wears on, Amy starts feeling the need to get a drink on. The staff is under orders not to serve her, but that doesn't stop her.
So she's at a resort, but it's not like a rehab resort, right?
I don't know. All I know is that the staff has been instructed not to serve. Apparently not, because there are drinks to be had.
You see, Mike,
yeah, sounds like a regular resort.
Right. They tried to make her go to rehab, but she said, no.
So she's at a Caribbean resort trying to lay off the booze.
Yeah, and we've seen the pictures of her down
there. That's a perfect place to go if you want to quit the sauce.
They thought she was safe because they were instructed not to serve her.
Incidentally, a texter writes, nice story, Ebenezer Spiewak.
Tell me, I love ruining Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And another texter writes, fist balled up or open hand, Rob?
No, we haven't gotten to that part yet. Stay tuned.
Okay, go ahead, Buzz.
But Rob's mostly healed. Mm-hmm. One star says, and I quote, we keep catching her crawling past bars or hiding behind chairs. She grabs guests' drinks and runs off like a squirrel with a nut.
Can you imagine?
Oh, man, how about some video of that?
I'd love to see that.
By the way, the rugby player that Amy was messing around with has left the island. He said it was fun while it lasted, but he's ready to move on.
He's left the island along with several venereal diseases.
Amy has been saying she still loves her husband, just as she portrayed yesterday.
Of course, but he filed for divorce.
Yeah.
Blakey,
mm-hmm. Right. The rugby player lost 3 fingernails and 1 other unspecified organ.
Cara DiGuardi, the new 4th judge on American Idol, is engaged. Her new boyfriend, a contractor by the name of Mike McCuddy, popped the question last month while they were on vacation in Mexico.
So did he pop the question before? She obviously got the gig.
Well,
before
after she got the gig. Of course.
Weird.
That's like a contractor does, Mike.
I would be suspicious. I would be suspicious. Very suspicious.
He said that they could have the wedding Tuesday sometime between 4 and 7 p.m.
There's a contractor for you.
And again, Ricardo Montalban has passed at the age of 88. The fake suicide pilot case in a neat little bow. Coming up in your final buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We're going to talk to King George, George Michael. Yeah. Years and years and years at Channel 4, no longer there. And we'll find out what he's up to now. One of the greats, George Michael, will join us right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.